Were you married at this time, or you were dating anybody, or what was your family situation now? Why, let's say your junior, senior years in college, let's say after college, when you was worried about going to Vietnam and what was you going to do yourself, what was going on in your life right then?
Well,
family situation.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it too much since then, but at the time, I really didn't want to get married because of a lot of people that went over there as young officers didn't come back. And so I had the opinion at that time I was going to be footloose, fancy free before I went on active duty. When I worked in Birmingham and back in the late 60s and before I went to service, I had two or three girlfriends, and I just played it up. I went to every beer joint in North Avenue, South Avenue, and I'd run the road between Birmingham and Atlanta. I had a little friend in Atlanta I'd see. And even when I went on active duty in May of 68, I didn't want to be married, because knowing I had to go to Vietnam, I didn't want to have that type of separation. And there was just a lot of uncertainty during that time. And I didn't give a damn about going to Vietnam, but I knew there was a distinct possibility I was going to go. So I was just going to defer marriage till I got my 2-year obligation behind me.
Was you date your current wife in college? Is that who you're talking about?
Let's see.
You talk about marriage. You said you wouldn't, or was you like some girl wanting you to get married?
Oh yeah, I mean I found out real quick at get out of college. You didn't have over 2 or 3 dates, you know, and or that was my experience. After you dated someone a month or had any type of relationship that lasted over 30 days, so and so, and they were out of school or they were working, they wanted to get married. I was dating Joanne and my current wife, and well, when I was in service, I dated her then in the late 60s, and I dated other people too. There was just, I just knew that I was not going to get married until I got Vietnam behind me.
Okay. You said your parents were divorced right about the time you entered college, and you said your financial situation lessened somewhat, and you said you were in the ROTC. How did you finance college at the time? Since your parents, did they still have enough money to send you? Was RT on scholarship? They pay you a lot of money to go? Did you work your way on side jobs, whatnot?
That's a real good question. In 1962, when I first started college, my parents were not divorced yet. They got divorced that freshman year, though. And from then on, from the second quarter of my freshman year, the time I graduated, I had to work. I did not work in a job like a lot of boys worked in the chow hall down at Auburn. I helped out with their tuition, spending money. I would work between quarters here up here in Anniston. And I worked in pipe shop a lot during the summer, and I got into something during Christmas of my freshman year that I found to be very lucrative. I got into selling firecrackers, fireworks. I lived in Darmanville during this time, and an old buddy of mine, Billy Ray Phillips. Billy Ray ran the Pure Station. I don't know if they have Pure gasoline now. They call it something else, but anyway. Billy Ray had a Pure Station across from my grandparents' house on the Atlanta Highway in Darmanville, and he set up a fireworks stand right off of his filling station. On the corner of the market, Billy Ray set me up in a fireworks stand across the road, directly across the road from his fireworks stand, so it would make someone think that they could check prices, like his place to my place. Well, I was selling Billy Ray, and my fireworks might have been a a dime a pack less than his. So a lot of people might come and buy from him, but I was just getting a commission. I was selling his fireworks, but hell, they didn't know the difference. So, but, and you know, there's about two or three times markup on firecrackers. So I can make $1,000 selling fireworks from right before Christmas through New Year's. And back during those times, one time I went to school at Auburn my sophomore year, and I spent $970 the total year, the whole year. But you got to remember, that's when tuition at Auburn was $75 a quarter. When I started, I think it's 50 or 60 a quarter. It maybe went up to 100, 125 by the time I graduated, but $75 a quarter was tuition. You get a room for about $30 a month. You can scrape by on just any kind of little hamburger or cereal and milk, you know, $1 or so a day. So I mean, there wasn't any playing there wasn't any social activities for me really when I was in school other than I had joined the fraternity my freshman year before my parents got divorced. But I never could live in the house because I couldn't afford to. I couldn't live in the fraternity house.
What fraternity was that?
That's Kappa Alpha Order, KAs. And I enjoyed my relationship with the kids. I felt paranoid though because I couldn't dress like some of the other fraternity boys did. So that's one reason I didn't want to live in the house. I didn't want to have to compete with them as far as being a clothes horse. And I didn't have a car. I always had a piece of a car, but you know, nothing like the new cars a lot of the fraternity boys had. And I had to swallow my pride my sophomore year and ask the fraternity to withdraw the what am I trying to say? In a fraternity, you had to pay dues like so much a month, like 20. I don't know what it is now, but it might have been $20 a month you had to pay dues. So I asked the fraternity during the session, you had to ask them in front of all the boys if they would waive my dues because I couldn't afford to. And the alternative was, if they didn't do that, well, I would just have to withdraw from the fraternity because I could not afford to pay the dues, extra dues per month at that time. And I got a good feeling because of that, and it was a unanimous vote that yes, you know, my dues were waived, and I was still a brother like everybody else, and I felt good about that. But you always knew that you had to tell them that, and they knew that you didn't have as much money as they did, so you knew that they would treat you, you know, just like you were anybody else, but there was always that difference. I knew that.
Just a quick answer. How did you get involved with the K's?
A lot of boys from Anniston in the early 60s were members of the K fraternity. Jimmy Potter, Guy Potter, that I went to high school with, and then when I went down there, they rushed me. That was a term that they used to try to get you to join a particular fraternity. So the K's were considered the premier fraternity at Auburn also. There was a lot of the student government involvement from the fraternity. They always tried to recruit the top football players at the time to be a brother, like Tucker Fredrickson was a K.A., a fraternity brother of mine. Tucker probably wouldn't know me if he walked on me now, but in the middle 60s, he was a good football player for Auburn, and he was a top football player for Shug at that time, and he came over the house a little bit. I think fraternity just did it though for the thrill of saying, "Well, we got this big football player on the team." I mean, on the fraternity.
Okay. At this time, were there any blacks that attended Auburn University that you know of?
Well, I think one or two came to Auburn in the middle 60s. In fact, I remember somebody telling me that a black kid had gone into a dorm and they gave this kid a corner room. Now, a corner room to any old country boy, that's where you can be seen from two directions, because a corner room had two windows in it, you know, one street or the other. And I do remember there was a rifle shot that went through both of those windows one time. Didn't hurt the kid, but I mean that was a big deal about Auburn's attempt to keep integration away. I couldn't even tell you the boy's name.
At this time, did you have any black friends?
No, Auburn, as far as I was concerned, was totally segregated in the whole time I was there. There were no black friends in my fraternity. I didn't attend class with any blacks. I did not see a black while I was in school at Auburn University. There's supposed to be one or two down there, but I never did see one. Of course, you know, that was a big college, probably 10,000 to 12,000 people there.
Okay, do you feel your attitudes at this time were beginning to change at high school towards blacks?
Yes, the Army does that to you. When you go in the Army, you find out real quick that the color of somebody's skin hasn't got anything to do with how they do a job. If you can have good black and you have good white, then you can have sorry black and you can have sorry whites. And so when you graduated from college and you took a job, or if you went in service, it didn't matter what color somebody was, it's if they could do the job, if they could accomplish the work. And you appreciated that more than the color of their skin.
Okay, you basically graduate college. You're in the Army, so you're getting commissioned and all that stuff. You said you were asking for a deferment, is that right?
Yes, I asked for a deferment for a year. So
okay.
I could work.
Did you think you would get the deferment? Or did you think you were going to Vietnam? What did you really think was going to happen to you after college?
I did not think I would get the deferment. I thought my butt was going to Vietnam just quick as the paperwork hit Army Chapel. But I did get the deferment, and I worked at Pittsburgh, Des Moines Steel in Inslee, which is an industrial suburb of Birmingham, North Birmingham, and I worked there for about 18 months. I had a good time when I was working with a steel company. I made steel water tanks, elevated water tanks primarily, and worked there for 18 months, from December of 66 to May of 68.
Look at dates. I don't say I can remember back that far. I'm not be able to remember names. Okay, let's move down a little bit. We'll come back to college, but let's say.
Check that.
Well, we stopped for a little bit. I'll give a few more minutes.
Right.
Okay, this Vietnam. Let's say the troops were pulled out. I believe in around 72. Most of the American troops. Is that right? I don't have a date.
Yeah, that's
around
right.
72. Somewhere around.